It's River to River from Iowa Public Radio. I'm Emily Woodbury in for Ben Kiefer. In Fort Madison, 550 inmates were scheduled to be transferred to a new $132 million state maximum security prison. That was 3 months ago. The move has been delayed after reports surfaced that there was a problem with a geothermal heating system at the prison. Joining me now is Bill Petrowski. He's a reporter with the Des Moines Register. He's been covering the Iowa prison system for the last few decades. Bill, welcome to River to River.
Thanks a lot.
So the prison, Fort Madison, maximum security prison, will remain closed due to a problem with the heating and cooling system. What's the issue here?
Well, the issue, number one, there is a maximum security state prison in Fort Madison right now. In fact, parts of it date back to 1839. In fact, it's the oldest prison west of the Mississippi River. But the issue is the new prison, because they built a new prison a couple miles up the road just off U.S. Highway 61, just north of town. And they spent a lot of time planning this, and there was a lot of thought that went into this. And one of the things here is that they installed a geothermal heating and cooling system, and this heating and cooling system operates by transferring heat to and from the ground to provide heating in the winter and cooling in the summer. And the problem is that the system doesn't work. The system does work in the administration building, but it does not work in the residential units and in other areas of the prison. The big issue is that if you put inmates in there when it was maybe 80 degrees or something like that, or 70 degrees or 50 degrees, it would probably be okay. But the problem is, the big concern is that it's not going to work when it gets very cold or when it gets very hot. And there's been an investigation, and what it was determined was that 40-horsepower geothermal pumps had been installed instead of 25-horsepower units, which were most appropriate. And it's not easy to pull these pumps in and out, is what I'm told. And some folks have told me that there may be some very significant other issues involved, but the issue of the pumps is the issue that seems to be the focus. The thing about it was that this prison was, the state spent $132 million on it, and they spent a lot of time planning it, and it was supposed to be occupied here in March, and then we knew in March that it wasn't going to be ready right away. There are a few issues because of the fact that they hadn't been able to lay some concrete down last fall because of the winter, but they thought things were going to be okay, and maybe delayed a little bit. And then we started to get closer to March, and they said, well, we do have some problems with this geothermal system, and it's going to be delayed a little bit. But now it's going to be delayed. It looks more like late summer or early fall. But even then, I think some folks tell me it may even go beyond that. So it's not the kind of situation that you want when you're spending a lot of money on a big project like this.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, not a lot of difference. I mean, they had geothermal pumps. They just weren't the right ones. But now
right.
We don't know. And I think even Fred Scaletta, of the Iowa Department of Corrections, said there's no predicted date. So this
right.
is a pretty big deal for the...
Yeah, yeah. It's not the kind of situation that you want when you've put a lot of time and effort into planning something like this, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm. So how did this happen? Were people just not communicating with each other?
Well, I think that's one of the issues here, because we have a state senator. We have a unique situation here in that State Senator Rich Taylor from Mount Pleasant, he is retired from the Iowa State Penitentiary, and he is not only just retired from the Iowa State Penitentiary, he retired there in June 2010, but he is a master technician for heating, ventilation, and cooling systems. So he was the lead guy at the prison in terms of responsibility for maintaining this kind of thing. And he told us in an interview that before he retired, he warned state prison officials that the geothermal system was too big and improperly designed, but that no one at the Department of Corrections headquarters in Des Moines would listen to them. And now I did talk with the Department of Corrections, and they said, hey, we have no record of that kind of thing happening. And they said, furthermore, we did seek input from the union people, from AFSCME, and from anybody else, and we gave a lot of consideration to anybody. And so then I went back to Rich the other day and asked him about that, and he said, no, emphatically, he he said he did tell people, and he said he felt that no one really wanted to listen to his warnings about this. And then just another factor here is that the Department of Corrections has said that the design flaws for this problem are blamed on the Durant Group, which is a company based out of Dubuque, an architectural engineering and architectural firm that ceased operations in 2012. So I guess one of the questions is just who really is responsible for all this, all that happened here.
Mm-hmm. And in this kind of blame game circle also, right, is the governor's office, Governor Terry Branstad. The office was saying that, you know, this could be election year politicking.
That's exactly right. And, of course, there's been a tremendous amount of controversy over in the governor's office in regards to the state's oversight of contracts and the fact that the governor came in and laid a bunch of people off who were responsible for overseeing state construction projects, put his own people in. The Democrats have said, well, the governor put a bunch of his cronies in to oversee this, and I think there's been some suspicion in the governor's or among Democrats that perhaps this situation could be related to the situation in the Department of Administrative Services. And I did talk with the Department of Corrections, and Director John Baldwin said, absolutely not. In fact, they became aware that the people at the Department of Administrative Services who had been overseeing this had been laid off here shortly after the Governor Branstad returned to office, but they were so concerned about this that the Department of Corrections went and found the guy who had been overseeing this project for the Iowa Department of Administrative Services and hired him as a consultant for something like 16 to 18 months just to make sure that everything was communicated properly in terms of how this project was being handled. So there are a number of different factors in here. And one other interesting factor is that the company who constructed this prison, it's named Walsh Construction out of Chicago, and there was a lot of controversy at the time that this project was awarded because a lot of Iowa companies wanted to build this prison. It was a big project, $132 million. You can just imagine all the construction workers involved in this. And this Chicago company came in and underbid all of these Iowa companies for this work. Now we have, and of course, I believe the actual work was not done by Walsh Construction. It was probably done by one of their subcontractors. And I have not actually heard anybody blaming any of the contractors for improper work or anything like this. What we're mainly talking about here right now is a design flaw. So,
Bill, do you think this issue will play into the election, the blame game, you know, shifting of blame here? Will this come up again?
Oh, I wouldn't doubt it at all. I mean, anything is fodder for the election. And certainly there's been a lot of questions about, the way that Governor Branstad has operated state government. The governor has been under a lot of attack by Democrats, particularly Senate Democrats, particularly the state's Senate Oversight Committee. So, I think it is possible that something will come up. On the other hand, if this matter is quickly repaired and if the state, if there is insurance to cover this, which we are told by the Department of Corrections that they expect this to be covered by some type of either by insurance or claims or something like this, if the taxpayers aren't stuck with the bill for this, I don't see this as being a big election matter.
So what's the next step here?
Well, the next step is basically that they're trying to repair it. And I talked with State Senator Tom Courtney, who oversees the prison budget. And he's a Democrat, and he said that he's talked with people from the Department of Corrections, and he feels that this is an unacceptable situation. The state did hire what they felt was the best engineering firm at the time in the state. They got a good contractor and a well-known contractor, but it seems to him that now that this did happen, that the state is making the best effort that they can fix it as they can. And I have no doubt that they really are probably pulling out all the stops to get this thing fixed. They want to get this move accomplished. But they do have a prison, that is there and operates fine. So it's not a crisis, and there's no public's public safety risk or anything like this. But, you know, we were talking earlier, though, and this is the Iowa State Penitentiary. It holds the state's most dangerous inmates. There are somewhere around 550 inmates there. A large share of the inmates there have committed murder, are serving life sentences. They've committed rape. They've committed kidnapping. These are people who have committed the worst crimes in the state of Iowa. And so, you know, you want to, when you develop a place for these folks, you want to do it right, and you want to make sure everything is safe and secure and that it's going to operate properly.
All right. Bill Petrowski, reporter with the Des Moines Register. Thanks so much for talking with me today,
okay.
Bill.
You bet.
All right.
Day.
You too.